Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Meaningful Conversations Radio Show, powered by RD Solutions Marketing Firm. And I am your host, Erica Harrison. And I just want to thank you all on tonight for taking the time out of your schedule to tune into tonight's broadcast. Now, before we get started, I just want to say this. Happy October. I know I said it, you know, before. Happy October, and as this month, we're in the middle of the month, and we have 2 weeks officially left in this month, I just want to really take the time to thank you all for really just always tuning in to the shows, listening, you know, when I go back and I'm able to see that this radio show is reaching different parts of the country and the world. It just really makes my heart smile. So I just want to say thank you all so much for tuning in to these conversations. So these conversations are meant to uplift, empower, motivate, and encourage you to go from potential to purpose. And for each show, we interview business professionals in various industries to share their journey to success. Our mission is to empower world leaders and business professionals in the marketplace. So on today, I have the opportunity to interview Danielle Peel as we discuss how to become a safe haven for professional women. I'm so excited to have her on tonight's show. So make sure you like, comment, and share tonight's broadcast to your network and family and friends. The chat box function is available for anyone to use to ask any questions or to make comments during the broadcast. Danielle Peel is the founder of the Heal Well Collective, which helps professional women create events, curated events, and resources assisting to achieve wholeness together in a safe and nurturing community. I'm so excited to have connected with her. She is doing some phenomenal things, and I'm so excited on tonight for her to be able to tell you all about how this was birthed and what her story, right? We all have a story, and I'm excited to hear more about her story and also share this. And make sure if you're a woman that has a in your heart to want to help those that are needing mentorship, needing help, needing assistance in various ways, this is definitely something that you want to tune into on tonight. So she is going to get ready to call in on the show. Again, make sure that you go to your iTunes. If you have an iPhone, not iTunes, but your Apple Podcast, and you'll be able to listen to all of the episodes that we have aired. In total, it has been 18 episodes, and tonight will make number 19. So I am so excited. And she'll be calling in soon. Make sure you like, comment, share tonight's broadcast, and tune in. I'm so excited to have her on the show. So, guys, you know, I hope everyone is doing well and you had a great week thus far and things have been going good for you. I know there's a lot going on in the world, but we have to also use this time to really be in spaces and create spaces that's going to be safe for us in our well-being. So I am excited, guys. Just give us a couple of moments, and we will get started on tonight. All right. She has called in, so we're about to go ahead and get started. Hello.
Hey, Erica, how are you?
Hello. Thank you so much, Ms. Danielle, Ms. Peel, for calling and being a guest on tonight's show. I'm so excited to have you on.
Thank you. I'm excited to be on the show with you tonight.
Yes. So as the audience knows, you know, that tonight we're talking about becoming a safe haven for professional women, and we, you know, I kind of discussed that you were the founder of the Heal Well Collective, and we're living in a time where there's a lot of people that are really, you know, have a heart towards women and that's really wanted to see women be healed and whole. And I want to, before we get started with, you know, who you are, the business that you have, and what you do, I always love to start off by asking, before you became an entrepreneur, what did you envision seeing yourself do when you were young?
So that's actually an interesting question. I always envisioned myself being an attorney because I had the desire to help people just in general. So I've always had that desire to do something in order to help people. And so that was something I've always wanted to do as a child. That was my dream job. Of course, that didn't come to fruition. I feel like there was something else in my life plan to move in a different direction, but still be able to help people just in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that because, you know, when we talk to entrepreneurs, those that are in business, a lot of time we see them at their success, so what they're doing now, not really even understand. Sometimes that wasn't even what they intended on doing, but life just happened and things shifted and changed. So what made you birth the Heal World Collective? I love that name. And I know with saying the name, we know that healing is involved. But tell us how the Heal World Collective was birthed, if you can share some light on that.
Absolutely. So the Heal Well Collective actually was birthed in 2017 after the untimely passing of my mother. It was kind of the pivotal moment in my life. It was like a series of events that really started in 2012, which was my divorce. I was married for 10 years. And that was kind of the first thing in my life that kind of started, I guess, really the transformation of my life. Because at that point, there was one thing after another that happened. So it was my parents. It was my divorce first. A year later, immediately after my divorce of 10 years of marriage, my parents were divorced. They were married for 35 years. And my dad served my mom divorce papers literally a year after my divorce. And after that, my grandmother passed away, and then I had an uncle who died of a tragic fatal accident, and then I had an aunt that battled cancer, an aunt that had a stroke. So it's like one thing after another. And then in 2017, my mom passed away. And so it was one of those spiritual things where God just really downloaded the name, the Heal Well Collective, in my spirit based off of my journey for so many years. And I just didn't have a moment to really catch my breath and really heal from all of those losses and changes and transitions of my life. And so that's actually how the name came about and how that my business actually started based off of my own personal journey.
Wow. Well, I just want to say, number one, you know, your transparency is definitely noticeable. And I commend you for that, and I applaud you. There's so many people that want to help people and want to be a safe haven. I named it, you know, today's show, being a safe haven for women. But the transparency part, and you just sharing everything that you went through, let's just take a step back because, you know, you dealt with a lot. You definitely are an overcomer by, you know, your testimony and the things that you have went through. Because you have dealt with these transitions in life that were unexpected, untimely, you know, those people that are listening on today's show, from experience, what are some things that you will tell people that they need to do in the process of experiencing these types of unfortunate experiences?
I think the first thing I would say is to give yourself grace in the process to start off with. When you go through some traumatic things in your life, you know, you really don't, you don't actually have a manual on how to handle those things. There's no one or a book that really tells you, hey, in this situation, you need to respond this way, and this is what you need to do for your healing. In my instance, I went the route of therapy first. I never had anyone in my circle that went to therapy. I had no reference. And then, of course, within the community with people of color, there's already a stigma behind that. So I tried that route. But then I also recognized for me, it was a multiple avenue of things that I needed in order to help my healing journey, which was also spiritual, which is God for me. And so yeah. I think starting out understanding that you need to have grace and give yourself compassion, that it's going to be a journey. It's a struggle. You're going to have moments where you feel like you can accomplish or overcome any situation. And then there's other days where you can't even get yourself out of bed, which is what I've experienced myself. There were days I just couldn't get out of bed. I could not fathom, you know, gaining enough energy to really pull myself together to get myself out of bed. And so I think it's just starting with the point of giving yourself grace, and that everyone's journey is going to be different. My journey is going to be different than yours, Erica, as well as the listeners, you know. So there's no right or wrong journey. It's just you've got to start somewhere and just take it one day at a time, but giving yourself grace in the process.
Wow. I mean, the response to that question that I asked you was definitely an on-time response, that no one's healing journey is going to be the same. But I love the fact that you did not allow these situations and, you know, to cause you to just stop, because so many people do, you know, they it can just really rock your world to the point where you just feel like it's no point of living anymore, you know, really.
Mm-hmm.
And just to see that you have took the appropriate and the necessary steps to seek the healing, you know, and work through these things, I just want to commend you. Now, when we talk about healing well, because you said the heal well, and that's, I think, the well part is definitely an important piece. Why did you use heal? I know you said God downloaded it, but tell us the difference between healing, but then healing well, because it's the difference between the two.
Yeah, I totally agree. There is a difference between the two. And I think it really boils down to your individual journey, right? And that encompasses so many different things. For some people, it's therapy and spiritual. It could be yoga. It could be running. It could be dance. And so I think part of that process is discovering what your well portion is in order to give you peace internally, you know what I mean, what that is for you. And so for me, what it was is therapy, and I still go to therapy to this day, several years later. It is also, I also do meditation. It is also still spiritually as well. And so being well is encompassing all of those things that make you feel like a whole person, and where it gives you peace and you're able to thrive in that. And all of those things are different for different people. Like I said, some people it's dance, some people it's making products, homemade products, some people it's singing, you know, it's different things for different people. So it's a matter of you finding what those things are for you to make you feel your healthier self.
Wow. Yeah, I agree with you. And we do have to, as women, really take the time to heal and not just, I think we live in a society where we are programmed to just keep on going, you know, don't take time to really deal with what's been going on, you know, even from past years, you know, and we just continue to go on and go on, and then things start to happen in our life, and it's like, you know, things just kind of boomerang or just kind of explode, you know, everything. So with the Heal Well Collective and what you're doing, tell us a little bit about the resources. And, you know, I know you said you curate events and you have resources to help aid women on their journey. Tell us a little bit about what you do and how you go about doing that. I know I kind of said it, but in your words, and tell us how that.
Yeah, so some of the events or resources that I provide women, I do have a huge tribe of women, professional women that operate in this space as well. So they are licensed therapists that I have access to that are part of this collective. We have women that are trained in meditation and in yoga. There's women that are trained in Reiki as well. So different components of that. We also have nutritionists as well as trained women with regards to other types of healing modalities as well. And so each event is typically quarterly. There's usually a theme based off of that event to really kind of encourage and push women to be intentional with their healing. And so I provide, or the intent is to provide a intimate, safe, nurturing community of women that's really there to support one another, because there is some intersectionality with all of our stories. There's a lot of women that come to these events that have struggled through loss or have gone through a divorce. I'm 10 years into my divorce, and there might be a woman that's present that's recently divorced that, you know, we're able to help and kind of support her inner healing journey. There was a session we had previously, you know, when that documentary came out with R. Kelly about all of the things that he did as far as the sexual assaults and things of that nature. We had an event where we had a woman that actually kind of broke down in her story, which was very powerful for the rest of the ladies that were in attendance, that kind of helped us in our healing journey as far as forgiveness and acknowledging our own you know, sexual assaults that some of us have experienced. So they're very empowering events. They're very events that connect women. It's a very supportive environment to really kind of help women understand that you're not alone in this journey, and you just take it one day at a time. But there is support in order to help women thrive, you know, and become a healthier version of themselves.
Yes, and I love that. And I think tonight's the name, you know, being a safe haven, because there are so many groups or organizations and business that have the title of, you know, wanting to be an aid or saying that they're helping women. But you go into these spaces and it's not really what they said it would be. And just to hear you say that you're doing a holistic healing, it's not just in one area, but it's everywhere, it's all over. And I think that that is so important. From your experience, you being a founder and, you know, CEO with the Whole World Collective on your entrepreneurial journey, what were some that you had to overcome being a woman in business? And this doesn't have to particularly be in the niche or the sector that you're in, but just overall, what were some things that you had to deal with, and how did you overcome those challenges?
I think one of the challenges was, I think a lot of women, we as women deal with this as imposter syndrome, making sure that you're qualified or able and capable to be in the space that you're operating in, you know, because we're kind of set up that way in our culture to kind of constantly second guess what we bring to the table. And I think that's no different as an entrepreneur, you know, can I do this? You know, do I have the knowledge, the leadership capabilities? And then, of course, the financial aspect, because a lot of us women are caregivers. You know, we're single moms or single parents. We're taking care of, you know, parents at an earlier age, and we have all these different responsibilities. And then tacking on the fact I want to be an entrepreneur, and where do I get the funding to really support my business? Mm-hmm. And I think those are probably some of the major challenges I had. But I think it's also important to have a community of like-minded women, and I'm fortunate to have a lot of women in my circle that support what it is that I do, not only with their skill set, but their prayer and their support, and they show up for me and encourage mm-hmm. me to do the work that I do. And so I'm very fortunate in that sense to be able to have that. But I think those are the biggest things, funding and then imposter syndrome. But I also think that that's no different. Even if you are a woman in a corporate setting, a lot of us deal with the imposter syndrome as well.
Yes, I agree with you on that. And just a shout out, because you do have some of your supporters, some of your friends, people that have called in. I'm not sure if you all have any questions or just want to give Danielle a shout out, but if you want to, please just drop your name in the chat, and I'll go ahead. And if you could put your last two digits of your phone number if you want to just give Daniel a shout out, because you do have your supporters that are live on air with us. So that's such an amazing thing. So because you do have a group of people, women that do support, let's talk about nurturing and fostering healthy relationships, because so many people want friendships. They want real authentic relationships. But sometimes we struggle as women in this area. What are three things you would say that helps build healthy, authentic relationships?
I think the first thing is to recognize, and this is something I had to learn and I'm still learning myself in my own journey, is that you have to have relationships with safe people as well. You're not just going to have these relationships with every person that you meet. So making sure that that individual you're trying to foster a relationship is a safe person for you to be comfortable being vulnerable so you can foster that relationship. I think the other thing is very important is to have boundaries. Boundaries are very important in any relationship, whether it's, you know, friendships, romantic or whatever. It's very, very imperative to have boundaries and setting boundaries in those relationships as well. And I think going back to what I said earlier too is just being able to be vulnerable. You can't expect something from someone else that you're not willing to give yourself. So if you're wanting to have a strong, vulnerable, transparent relationship, you've got to be willing to have that with that person, but also keeping in mind those boundaries and that person also being a safe person in order to build that relationship. So you have to be very mindful about those particular things. Again, with my circle, my tribe, I have those relationships with the ladies in my circle. We have those vulnerable, transparent conversations. It is a safe space. I am protected. I know that when I share very intimate details about my own struggles, I am supported, and I feel that that's equally reciprocated, and we also understand our boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I respect everything you said because that is important. I think sometimes, you know, when you come from a background or a place where you, and I'm saying growing up, you know, you didn't have that you'll just be open to accepting anything, anybody, and not establishing these things and are in fear that if you do create boundaries and, you know, you're setting certain type of expectations of how you know, your expectations in relationships, whatever it may be, that it will cause people to actually draw away from you. But what I have also noticed in my life, and I'm sure you can relate to, people that value themselves are these individuals that have these boundaries, that have different things going on where it's an understanding. And I think that is so important in our journey.
I agree with that 100%. And usually those, when you set boundaries, it's always the people that have a challenge with those boundaries are usually the people that are not your safe people or, you know, are the ones that are manipulating or in some capacity are going to buck against the fact that you're implementing those boundaries, which is what's going to keep you safe and in peace. And, you know, with what you need in order to move forward in a healthy space. So I don't really make apologies for my boundaries. It's just, it is what it is. And you don't have to be, you know, mean or nasty about it. It's just you have to stick firm in those boundaries because that's ultimately what keeps you healthy and in peace. And for those that can't respect that or understand that, that's okay. It's just that's just how you're going to move accordingly with those individuals. So it's not for other people to understand. That's what keeps you healthy and safe and within peace within yourself.
Oh, that's so good. And when we talk about vulnerability, being vulnerable, you know, I think people sometimes struggle with that. And when you talk about being vulnerable, explain that to our audience of not being still using discernment, should I say, in what you share, because some people think vulnerability and transparency is just saying everything. And I don't believe that's exactly what it is. But, Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah, I agree with that. And it's actually interesting because that's something I had to learn here not too long ago myself in my own journey about being vulnerable, you know, kind of sharing everything with everyone, all people, because I'm like, I want to help everyone. I'm going to share all the intimate details about my life. And that's not necessarily what you should do. I think it's really important to recognize that with certain individuals, they kind of serve as different roles in your life. You know what I mean? Just like with the work that I do with the Heal Well Collective, I'm going to be transparent about certain things in my life and vulnerable about certain things in my life in order to help women be intentional by sharing my story. I feel like that can add value in their journey. But I'm also not going to be vulnerable with everyone either. And that's something I had to learn to be able to transition. Mm-hmm. You know, being vulnerable is being naked and exposed, you know, horribly.
Yeah.
And that can be a scary space versus just kind of, you know, sharing some information. And not all of that is vulnerability is not necessarily meant for everyone.
That's so good. I love how you tied that in. And the reason why I asked you that is because I just want people to understand, although we talk about being authentic, be yourself, still have boundaries even in that. And it takes time for you to really, you know, just trust your instinct and your intuition. I'll tell you that. So there has been a relaunch. I'm so excited. There's been a relaunch with the Heal Well Collective. And what are some things that I, without saying too much, what are some things that we can be expecting from the Heal Well Collective the remaining of the year and then going into 2023?
Yes. So we do have, as you mentioned, the relaunch. So we're kind of closing the year with our annual holiday event, which is just celebrating women. In general, we're just celebrating women in a festive environment. But then we're going to roll right into the new year, 2023. We're going to have four events, which will be themed. There's always a reason and a theme behind each event to help propel a woman in her healing journey, which is an ongoing journey. It's not just a one and done type of thing. We are constantly healing, just like with things that have happened in our life. You know, it doesn't happen overnight. Sometimes it's years, and with healing, sometimes it takes just as long for us to become a better version of ourselves. So there's several events planned for next year in January, June, and September, and December for 2023. And then I'm excited to mention that we'll be launching our podcast in January of 2023 mm-hmm. called Unmasking Myself. And I'm really excited to talk about stories with some amazing dynamic women in their own journey and how we can help women become healthier versions of themselves in order to thrive in life.
This is amazing. I'm excited. I'm really excited to, you know, we're ending 2022, but the fact that you already have everything planned, you know, for 2023 and know the direction, I'm excited to see what's going to be birthed and everything that you are going to be doing. How can people stay in contact with you? And if they are interested, you know, in what you provide, how can they follow you?
Women can follow me on Instagram at the Heal Well Collective. They can also reach out to me in that manner as well. I'm always open to collaborating with other women, so there's an opportunity for that as well. But definitely I can be reached at the Heal Well Collective on Instagram, and I would love to collaborate with some other amazing women that are out there.
Yes, I'm so excited. Well, as we get ready to close tonight's show, I just wanted to ask, is there anything that you want to express or say to our listeners that are on the line? Anything that's on your heart? It doesn't have to be pertaining to the business, just whatever you want to leave your seeds of inspiration.
I think the thing I would like for women to really hear is that, you know, they're not alone. So this healing journey, you're not alone. Know that there's women out there that support you in your journey. And just to give yourself grace and compassion and just take it one step at a time. I know sometimes when we go through certain things in our life, they're very dark moments and we don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. But I want you to stay encouraged in knowing that there is light at the end of the tunnel. And there are women out there that are rooting for you to be able to achieve wholeness together, such as the Heal Well Collective.
Wow, I like how you tie that in. Make sure you definitely go follow the Heal Well Collective on IG. Definitely you will be inspired. And I'm just, congratulations again. I'm excited for the work that you're doing and how you turned your story to really be a testimony to other women. It's not too many people that decide to do that, but I just want to just say thank you for sharing your story with us on tonight, some of your story.
Well, thank you for having me, Erica. It's been a pleasure.
Yes, thank you. I hope that we can have you again on the show. I know you're busy.
I look forward to it. I definitely look forward to it.
Okay, you have a good evening.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to Meaningful Conversations. Again, I'm your host, Erica Harrison, and I'm just excited and grateful that we have women that come on air. You know, we have these episodes, these shows that are released at least four times out the month that are really just making strides in the marketplace, that are doing things, that are giving back to other women, whether it be, you know, in various ways. I'm just really happy. If you are someone that is interested in being on the show, I mean, you have a story and you want to be able to impart into the next generation or those that are currently, you know, in your particular generation as well, feel free to reach out to me at info@rdsolutionsmarketingfirm.com. I know that's quite long and lengthy, but it's info@rdsolutionsmarketingfirm.com. I thank you all so much, and I look forward to seeing you next Friday on October the 21st at 6 o'clock as we speak to Crystal Bcoin. All right, guys, have a good evening. Bye-bye.